Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
157 here in the Fan of New York City. Tommy Lou Gower. It is after hours here on the Fan. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Luke evening. A very pleasant weekend as we get it rolling here on a Monday morning. The Mets continued their hot streak after the trade deadline. Five out of the last six. 42 runs scored in that time span. Bo Bichette with the monster game. On a Sunday, Carson Bench, thankfully everything was all right with the wrist. He's back in action on Sunday, and he had that terrific catch, which ultimately had him miss a game because of the wrist on Friday. And it kind of tripped up Gary a little bit in the sense that the call was kind of, did he catch it? Did he not catch it? But had that been more of a clear cut, hey, he caught it, that would have been another word that Gary would have thrown out there that nobody knows the definition of. Perfluvialis, serpentiluidus. He's used basically half of the Webster dictionary to describe Carson Benj and all the catches he's made this year. And there have been a lot of highlight reels catches. There have been a lot of SportsCenter top 10, top 20, whatever. I don't even know what they're up to these days. Top 10, top 20, whatever their countdown is. But it would have been a SportsCenter-y type catch that Carson Benj had not only on Friday, but has had throughout this year. And then he's been a monster at the plate. And then had a big day again also on Sunday. A.J. Ewing, you know, every time you turn the television on, you're watching a Met game, you appreciate something A.J. Ewing is doing out there, including the other night as it was like pouring rain and he like dove for a ball when it was lit. They probably should have paused the game at that point, but he made this like dive. It would have been an easy catch if it wasn't raining, but he had to like dive in like pouring rain, and it was awesome. A.J. Ewing makes it look effortless out there in center. The speed and just the grace that he patrols center field. And look, this is going to be very easy to do, but the idea of Luis Robert Jr. getting playing time, but it's not going to be in center field because A.J. Ewing needs to be the center fielder for the not only the next couple months, but for many years to come. Because he's a natural out there. I think A.J. Ewing is really settled in as the leadoff hitter of this team. I think it's a great fit for him in terms of his speed, his ability to get on base. And there's a lot to like about Ewing and Benj and really this outfield that you're going to see with the Mets for a very long time with Soto, with Ewing, and with Carson Benj. And you're seeing guys blossom right in front of your eyes. And also, Sean Manaea. Somebody that had been written off, a guy you figured might be thrown out to the wayside, DFA'd, traded, whatever the case may be, sent to the bullpen, kind of just be a long man or a tag team kind of guy, piggyback pitcher. Sean Manaea, in his last four or five starts, has really, really put it together. And remember, Manaea under contract for next year. Sean Manaea, at one point, head of the table, leader of this rotation, a guy that is well-respected in the locker room. A guy that carries a lot of weight in not only his performance on the field, but the things that he says. A leader of the team, certainly a leader of the pitching staff. You got to like the way Sean Manaea has really turned it around over the last month or so. And that gives you a lot of you know, positive and optimistic feelings about Manaea, not only for the rest of the year, but also next year being a big part of this rotation alongside all the young, up-and-coming, exciting young pitchers that the Mets have. And as far as the bullpen, look, it's open tryouts. Jeffrey Yan's going to get all the attention because of the celebrating and just the display that he puts on when he's on a mound, which I'm all here for. I think it's amazing. I would give him a lifetime contract. That's how much fun I think he brings to the, and look, you need a little fun in your life. And he throws the ball 100 miles an hour and has a great story. So he's a player that you're going to root for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, I haven't heard from this fella in a while, and I wondered out loud if he was ducking me because there were at least preliminary talks of him and I sort of hitting the town in Sin City, Vegas, first weekend of the NFL season. And we had that discussion, I would say, about a month ago. And I have even thrown his name out on the radio a couple of times because this gentleman, much like Batman, when you put the signal out there for him to call, put the cheese out there, he usually takes it. And I did it a couple times and he didn't. So I was, you know, curious. Hopefully everything's all right because he did invite me about a month ago and I have, you know, a couple demands that need to be met. But when he ghosted me, or at least I thought he was ghosting me, I was starting to get a little nervous. But I am happy to report that the man I was talking about is on the line right now for the first time in a while, joining us here on After Hours, Paul in Yonkers. Paul?
Hello, my friend. How are you? The first thing is I don't want to talk about the Mets anymore. That's the first problem. I want them in last place. So when Pete comes in next month, he has his 30 going on his way to 40 homers.
Well, he's not going to hit 40 home runs this year.
Well, he's going to be very close to it. More.
He's going to be right around. He's going to be right around 30 or so.
His numbers.
Yeah, I mean the numbers are his numbers this year are really the worst of his career. He's showing declines in a lot of the things. But listen. But I'm just saying because we're talking stats. If you want to talk stats, Paul, I'll give you the stats. If you just want to talk about Pete coming back and getting a hero's welcome, yes, he's absolutely going to get that, and he deserves to get that.
You think he's going to get that?
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking fans. We're talking fans, Paul. Yeah. The fans. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, you're going to be there. So, you were there for him at Yankee Stadium. You better be there when he's here at City Field with your Pete Alonso jersey on.
So now, it's football season.
Yes.
Okay?
We got business to talk.
This is a bulletin. My plan A has changed.
What is that supposed to mean? What do you mean plan A has changed?
I'm going south for now. I'm not shooting out to Vegas.
Whoa.
I'm going down south. I have a major birthday the Tuesday before.
Well, hold on a second.
Football.
Wait. Paul, you told me that you were going to Vegas. It's really an institution for you. First weekend in the NFL season, you were going to put me up out there. You are really the man out there. And now you're telling me that trip is no longer happening?
Right. I had to go to plan B. I got to go down south.
You got to take care of a few things down there, you know, and you want me to go down there with you. You go down south, you know, and that's when I knew that if I went down there, I would never come back alive. Good fellas. But no, so what are you telling me? You're going down, you got a little couple business to handle down there down south, and you're not going, so the Vegas trip is canceled.
Yes, I'm going down south Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday is the football games, so I'll watch it down in Atlantic City, you know where.
Well, hold on a second. Whoa. Back the truck up. Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. When you say down south, you're referring to Atlantic City?
That's
not down south. South. It's in New Jersey.
I don't want to give them no comps. I don't want to give them
But it's
no
not
comps,
down man. South. I'm thinking you're going to Florida. That's not down
from
south.
From Yonkers to down to Atlantic City is south.
No, it's not. But you're not going down south. To say you're, Paul, if I were to call you up on the phone, let's just say we were to exchange numbers. No need to apologize, my friend. If you and I were to exchange phone numbers, Paul, and we were to talk off air and I said, listen, Paulie, I'm going down south, right? You would think I'm going
where you're going.
No, you don't know where I'm going because I'm not going to Atlantic City. That's not the south.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
For sports bettors, there's only one.
No, you're going down the Garden State Parkway a couple of exits to go to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
You made me think you're going to Florida. You made me think you're going to North Carolina. You think you're going to Savannah, Georgia. You're going to Atlantic. You're going down the shore.
No, I got to be in the sports book. I'm going to AC Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday to see the football game.
Yeah, but I don't understand what happened to Vegas. You still haven't told me why Vegas is out.
Tuesday, it's a major relative's birthday.
Got
it. Celebrating it.
In AC.
And I just have to go to Tuesday.
So when are you going to Vegas?
I booked right now October 8th, but I'm going to go maybe the end of September.
Okay.
I'm just going to... You know, I'm already booked, but I had to move it.
That's
but
fine.
This is the thing. Positive Tommy, you want to have some fun, and I don't know if you can, if you can't. I know you're going to make your picks on Friday. Could we have a survival contest, me and you?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
That's the end of that.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? You want to pick? Paul, you want to do a situation where every week on the show...
Yeah,
I pick a team,
pick
you
a
pick
game.
A team. Yeah, but a survival contest, if I lose in week one, the contest is over.
Well, I wasn't done yet. We give ourselves a mulligan the first 3 weeks so we don't embarrass ourselves.
Well, you would embarrass yourself. I wouldn't, but...
Okay. If I'm out the first 3 weeks, you let me back in. So at least we pick games the first month. And it would be for, like, say... A lunch that we know we're never going to go meet and we're never going to go do. But it'd be fun to
Well, listen, Paul, you and I have discussed this before. I'm open to this, but you at times, Paul, have been hesitant to reveal, so to speak, your identity to others. But I would imagine with me, because you've invited me to things, now Vegas being one, although you went back on that offer.
Yes, I apologize.
Well, no need to apologize, because here's the deal. You sound like you're going back in September and or either October, and I've sent I've sent your secretary a list of my demands. I have 25 demands that need to be met. As long as they're met in Vegas, I will accompany you. A couple of things, very simple, including a limo picking me up. I need the limo to be 67 degrees when I arrive there, and I need it to stay at 67 degrees, not 66, not 68, 67. I also need a suite at the Bellagio. I need table service at XS Nightclub. I need table service at Encore Beach Club. This is just a few things, simple things. With a guy like you, Paul Yonkers, that has a ton of clout, you should be, that's a quick phone call for you.
Which means I'm not meeting you out there, okay, with all those demands.
Well,
okay,
you told me you're the guy out there. You told me when you go out.
I didn't say that. You invented it.
No, I didn't.
You made
just call Ace Rothstein up and make it happen. No, I did not invent it, Paul. You came in here with the big invite that you are the man in Sin City, and I figured a guy that goes to Vegas every year, and you've been going forever, you'd be the type of guy that can get me anything and everything, and you know Vegas has everything to offer. I figured you'd have everything there for me when I arrived for my 25 to 30 very simple demands.
They're not here no more.
They're okay, so we'll talk offline about this. But as far as the other thing, you want to do a pick contest with me?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Like,
okay, fine. So when
now
do you want to? All right, so I'll tell you what. We'll do it. We'll do it every Thursday.
I already know my first week.
Well,
I'm already in.
You don't have,
I know what I could get.
Give
I
it to me
make
now.
My pick.
Go ahead.
The Jaguars over the Browns.
Okay, we're not writing that down. Okay. That's not on the record. Doesn't matter. So the first week of the year.
what do you mean?
Why? Because it doesn't matter. Because what if Trevor Lawrence basically gets hurt? I'm not going to hold you to it. We'll do it every week. The Thursday before. Unless you have to do that Thursday night game, so maybe we'll do it the Wednesday.
I listen to you every night, so I'm good to go.
Well, you listen every night, but it doesn't matter if you listen every night. Yeah. From the point of
the
contest,
you gotta let me in to make the pick.
What do you mean let you in? What do I mean let you in?
You don't have to talk to me. You just gotta take my pick.
Gotcha. So what you need to do, Paulie, is either you need to call up one of the producers, or you need to call into the show and give the pick either Wednesday or Thursday night.
I'll call into the show on Thursday.
All right.
I'll call into the show on Thursday. And for some reason, the producer forgets to pick me up and doesn't take the pick.
Okay.
To everybody else, I'll get my pick.
Got it.
In.
All right. Done.
Okay?
Done.
Let's have some fun. So you're not taking my first pick yet. You're going to wait to Thursday before.
Well, I don't think it's the right thing to do to take your pick now because so many things. We just saw Laramie Tunsil get hurt. Guys can get hurt. I don't think that's the right thing to do, Paul. I don't want to take advantage of you that way.
That'd be kind of cool. I'll be calling you from the sports book in Atlantic City, calling you.
Which casino are you going to?
There's only one with a sports book, you know.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
There's no other casino.
There's multiple casinos with sports books.
Really? Did I miss one?
All right. Let me put it to this way. Let me guess. You are not staying on the boardwalk.
No, of course not.
I know where you're staying. It rhymes with Borgata. So that's where you're staying, which is totally a great spot, by the way. No, Oceans has got a sports book. I mean, the two premier ones for me are Borgata and Oceans, but other places there have sports book. I think pretty much everybody does. It just might be a little bit more makeshift, some of the other ones. But yeah, you call me from the sports book and give me your pick. Fine, we'll do something. Maybe Paul will come up with something. But in all likelihood, as far as between you and I, but in all likelihood, it's just going to be you giving picks. And let's be honest, we'll probably forget about it by the time it rolls around. But you can call me anytime you want, Paul, and give me your picks. That's fine. And if we don't get you on the air, you can just give it to one of the producers. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I think that was a great transition from Paul. This guy, the only person that could follow Paul in Yonkers is Robbie in Phoenix. Now, Robbie.
Morning.
Morning to you as well.
Hey, listen, I've had enough of Chaz Chisholm, and I've had enough of Grisham. What if you were to put Lombard as the leadoff guy?
What if we did something? How about this, Robbie? Let me bring you in on something that I just thought about that would be so just outside the box. What if we clone George Lombard Jr. and you had three of them out there, and that way you can get rid of Jazz and Grisham? Well, I mean, Grisham had a moment here, but I mean, Grisham, I get it. Overall, has been a disappointment this year. But what if we have found a way to get rid of both of those guys for you? Would that be something you're interested in?
Absolutely. And another thing, once again, Aaron Boone mismanaged an extra ad he gave.
Yes. Yes.
Spencer had to butt that ball to get the guy over.
Yeah,
the third.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, listen, Spencer Jones is not up there. Can he? How about your lefty? Can you hit the ball at the right?
He could. I mean, it's been done before. I mean, just by his losses, his extra inning losses, Boone is a big reason why they're not in first place.
Yeah.
He has mismanaged every extra inning game.
Well, think about this. If their record was, even if it was, it doesn't necessarily even to be reverse, but let's say they were 500 in extra innings, just think about where this team would be at in the standings. They wouldn't be looking way up now at Tampa. And you're right. That is a direct reflection on the lack of managerial abilities of Aaron Boone.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, when you see managers like Kevin Cash, Chad Tracy, Don Mattingly, or the Brewers manager, you really see how bad Aaron Boone is.
Pat Murphy. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Paul and Yonkers or Aaron Boone manage the Yankees?
Oh, Paul and Yonkers.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, Paul and Yonkers. Now, listen, he goes to bed. Tonight's an exception, but he goes to bed at 8 o'clock every night, so he would need somebody to kind of be an interim manager between 8 o'clock and 11 p.m. But day games, Paul would be perfect as the Yankee manager because he's up during the day.
Right. And also, another thing is simply this. I'm 57, okay? Mm-hmm. This product is not as good as it was 35 to 40 years ago. And if they have another lockout, this is going to hurt the game even more.
That's why I don't think that. I mean, look, I hear you, Robbie. And as far as those things like attendance and ratings, like they're on the uptick. And I think that has a lot to do with some of the new rules they've implemented. The last thing baseball needs here with the goodwill they have is to have a extended lockout, because anytime it's greed, anytime it's billionaires fighting with millionaires and the audience and the fan base and the customers lose, that is never a good thing for you, for any sport. And that's the last thing baseball should want. So the idea of getting together and hopefully if they miss a couple games, fine. But this idea of a long, you know, Armageddon type lockout, it would not be good. Speaking of Armageddon, would you rather have Ben Affleck or Aaron Boone manage the Yankees?
Affleck.
Yeah, even as a Red Sox fan. No, I agree with you. I mean, at least Ben Affleck, you know, he could act like a manager. That's for sure.
Right. Now, here's my other thing. I'm just saying, back in the day, the fundamentals were much better.
Well, when you say back in the day, because you're 57 and I'm 40, so we probably have different days. When you say back in the day, just for the audience, which decade or decades are you referring to?
I would say the Keith Hernandez and Don Mattingly.
Okay, so late 80s, early 90s. But would you also agree, though?
70s, too.
Okay, but would you also give me this, Robbie, that when you look around baseball, there are teams that are fundamentally sound, but the Aaron Boone-managed teams just aren't? Like, that. Like if you're watching the Yankees every day, you're like, man, the fundamentals in baseball have gone downhill. But in a lot of ways, that's a Yankee problem with the fundamentals, and that's been a bugaboo for the Boone-managed teams.
I see it in all other teams too. Like, for example, if you struck out 150 times in the 70s and 80s,
it wouldn't happen.
You weren't on that roster.
Yeah, well, it just wouldn't happen.
You just weren't on there.
Yeah, no. Well, that's a little bit different. So the strikeouts has been a big part of baseball, and I don't love it either. It's very just much like all or nothing. And you're right, and that's why a player like Luis Arraez, I thought, would have been such a welcomed addition to the Yankees, because he literally never strikes out. He goes maybe like 30, 40 strikeouts a year, and just think about how much of a unicorn and anomaly he is in the modern game. That's why I thought he would be a great addition for the Yankees. But I understand that. There was a game, Robbie, that was played, I think it was last week. Yeah, I think it was the first game against the Cardinals. And if you're, like you, Robbie, a baseball purist, you would have hated that game because it was nothing but strikeouts, home runs, a 9-hour delay. It was just awful. It was really a million runs. Maybe that wasn't the night of the delay, but there was just a million runs scored. You get my drift. It was just one of those, like your father-in-law would hate it, you hate it, and it was just baseball purist's worst nightmare.
Right. And here's another thing. guys used to be able to pitch a whole game, like Louis Tiant and Rod Guidry.
A complete game.
Small guys back in the lineup, they actually knew how to pitch.
But, Robbie, you know why? It's also, too, they weren't babied. So you raise and breed dogs, right, in PetSmart and in the doggy hotel. Could you imagine if, whatever, give me like a strong dog, a dog that's known for its strength and its prowess and its walking ability. What are we looking at here?
A German Shepherd.
German Shepherd, or even like a Husky or something like that. Could you imagine?
Strong dogs.
Yeah,
smart
or strong, dogs. Smart dogs. Yeah. If at some point we kind of train those dogs differently, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years, they wouldn't be the retrievers that we remember from the, you know, throughout our lives. And I think that's what it happens with baseball pitchers. They're just babied throughout their you know, career or early stages, you know, their high school and before that in college. And then when they get to the big leagues, they just don't have the ability. Plus, you know this too, Robbie, money. You know, they spend a lot of money on these relief pitchers and managers like your boy Aaron Boone, they want to show off that bullpen.
Yeah, but I mean, but here's the thing, though. I miss those days where a pitcher could go 8, 9 innings, knew how to pitch, and catchers call their own game.
Let me ask you a question, like, Robbie. Would you want a golden retriever or Aaron Boone managing the Yankees?
Oh, a golden retriever.
Yeah, yeah. Because with the golden retriever, number one, you got to figure a higher intelligent rate than Aaron Boone, correct?
Yes.
And then there's obviously the movie Air Buds where with the retrievers. So we've already seen the athletic prowess of a golden retriever. We know they are men's best friend. And I agree with you. I think there would be just such a uptick in the Yankee production, especially come October time, with a literal dog managing the Yankees.
Yeah, I think you'd be better off. But I'm just worried about this game of baseball. It seems the product is declining.
Well,
in so
you know
many
what
ways.
Though? I think with the advent of the pitch clock and with the robot umpire, so to speak, the challenging system, I think they've implemented a lot of things that have helped. I agree with you on some of what you're saying. I don't mind the idea of a pitcher going 6 or 7 innings and not going 9 anymore. I don't really, to me, that I don't think that's taken away from the sport. There are too many strikeouts. We do agree on that. I would like to see that get cut down. And maybe this is one of those you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. But I certainly think there are too many strikeouts. I'd like to see less strikeouts. But as far as the pitchers going far and deep into games, 6 innings, 7 innings, that's fine. Especially when you have these relievers, they throw 100 miles an hour. It's fun. It's exciting. And Jeffrey Yanni's jumping up. He's celebrating when he strikes somebody out. I have no issue with that. But yeah, the starting pitchers are coddled, they're babied, and that's just the way it is. I don't know if we're going to necessarily reverse that course of history. You know, people have been screaming about that, especially on this radio station since I started here and even way before that. And I've been here, what, 15 years, something like that? So I don't think it's going anywhere. If anything, and I've had this take, I think sometime in our lifetime, we will be in a situation where they're basically, the starting pitcher will throw maybe 2 innings. And it will be bullpen game after bullpen game after bullpen game. Now, that might not be 5 years from now. It might be 10, 15, 20, whatever the case may be. But if anything, I think baseball's headed more towards that than it is going back to the Bob Gibson days, so to speak, where guys are throwing routinely 9 innings of baseball as starting pitchers. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Yeah, as far as the Yankees look, they had a really good weekend. It almost was a perfect weekend from their perspective. Look, they could farm their own land. That's really all they need to focus on. Not worried about what the Red Sox are doing, although I'm sure it's tough to ignore, even with the weekend that Boston had where they lost 2 out of 3 to the lowly Athletics of future Vegas, currently Sacramento, former Oakland. The lack of offensive production on Sunday, once again, that reared its ugly head. You spoiled a tremendous performance by Cam Schlittler. The 10th inning, you got a terrible at-bat from Spencer Jones, a terrible at-bat from Ryan McMahon. You're getting nothing out of Jazz Chisholm right now. And these things continue to pile up as we wait to finally get some type of concrete news on Stanton and Judge. And the only things we've heard about either one of them in the last week is Aaron Judge has been cleared for light activity, outdoor running, Not sure about indoor running, but he has been cleared for outdoor running. And as far as Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Boone let us know over the weekend that Giancarlo Stanton has, quote, started the introduction to some bases. So that's good to know that Stanton has, I don't know if he did it himself or somebody sort of brokered it, but Giancarlo Stanton has introduced himself to the bases, which is good. I mean, he's been gone so long that he probably forgot what the bases look like, and the bases probably forgot what Stanton looks like. So I thought it was a great idea by the Yankees, and I'm glad that Aaron Boone shared this with us, that they introduced Stanton to the bases. That's important. It's baby steps. You don't want to really thrust him out there and have him swing at bat and run around and do things of that nature. It's more about, hey, this is baseball. This is a baseball field. Here's the grass. Here's the dirt. Here are the bases. There's a few hours before the game starts, so feel free to walk around, because we know you're not running. Walk around and introduce yourself to all the bases. That way, once you do get back on a baseball field, you have already made your introduction. And it's not that awkward sort of, like you hit a double and then you're sitting there on second base and it's kind of awkward because you haven't introduced yourself. And now the base is kind of there and you're kind of standing on it. You know what I mean? That would be awkward. So thankfully, Stanton was able to introduce himself to some bases over the weekend. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation as we continue to take your calls. Coming up next hour, we'll get into not only Jackson Dart and his new favorite target that has emerged in training camp. We'll also talk about the hype train that has really been a big topic of conversation at Jet Camp, and that is the one that is surrounding Cade Klubnik, the rookie quarterback out of Clemson. First, though, let's head out to Hector. He joins us from the Bronx. What's up, Hector?
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff? What's happening?
Hey, before I get to my Yankee point, I just want to say kudos to that dude, Paul, from the office. I almost spit up my Celsius hearing him refer to Atlantic City as down south.
I shouldn't be surprised when it comes to Paul, but yet he always finds a way to just shock me, because when we started that conversation, he said, I have to go down south. I'm thinking, oh, he's going to Florida. He's going to Georgia. He's even if you want to say Pennsylvania is down south. The guy's going to New Jersey, and he goes from Yonkers to New Jersey. You're not going from Montreal to New Jersey. You're literally going from New York to New Jersey. He's like, I got to go down south. But that's what makes Paul in Yonkers so unique. So I'm glad you found humor
that's
in that.
Great. Yeah, and you know, I'm on these highways, man. And the things that, as a sports fan, that excite me the most about this is, in the past 2 weeks, I've driven by the NBA Hall of Fame in Springfield.
Very cool.
I drove by the NFL Hall of Fame when they were actually having the game on last week. I was like, what are these people out here? And I was like, well, that's pretty interesting. And I get a kick out of seeing new stadiums. So I got to see the Raiders Stadium recently, the Colts Stadium, Royal Stadium last week as well, which I thought was beautiful, and the Cardinals. I was like, wow, these are... So I get you guys stuff like that.
Now, Hector, are you able to... is it just sort of a ship passing in the night? Are you able to stop for a little bit and actually kind of just... maybe even if it's take a picture, are you able to take it in a little bit, or are you just kind of just driving past the stadiums?
Yeah, kind of like on a... depends on how much time we have.
Right.
But usually... I just take a picture as I'm driving by the highway, and like I said, the Royal Stadium is right off the highway. It's beautiful, it's well lit, it's big, and so is the Cardinals and all that. So you can actually get a nice picture.
And that's in the same complex because I guess you would have mentioned it, though. Is the Royals and the Chiefs, they're not in the same complex, are they?
No.
Why am I thinking? I'm thinking of some team like in the Midwest where their baseball and football are in the same. I don't remember which one it was. Maybe it was Detroit. I don't remember. But I could have sworn like they showed like I was watching football and you could see the baseball park like right outside. Maybe it was Detroit. But you would have mentioned that.
I could
you
be
saw
wrong
the
though. You know, I could be wrong.
Yeah, but you would have saw it though. You would have saw it though if you were driving past. Like if you've been down to Philly, like all their arenas are all in like the same parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. But my Yankee point, Luke, is I'm getting kind of sick and tired of these wasted efforts by our pitching staff. Like, Cam Schlitter should be leading the league in wins with the way he pitches, but, you know, these guys don't hit. He's not getting any run support. And it's like, got to be frustrating to him as well. And My thing with the pitching thing is, again, I know it sounds stupid to blame the hitting coach, like Evan Roberts one time told me it was like a dumb thing to think of, but I think of it like this. Like, I wouldn't hire a high school dropout to be a college professor. Like, this guy that's our hitting coach, like when I listen to A-Rod and Paul O'Neill break down hitting, it's fascinating, captivating. I'm locked in, and I want to hear what they got to say. This guy was a terrible minor leaguer, never made it anywhere. Like, so why would I listen to this guy's hitting instructions or trying to teach me how to hit when he couldn't hit, is what my point is. And I'm like, I know, don't blame the hitting coach, but I would think that somebody that knows the art better would be able to, like, say, hey, your approach is this, you can do this, you can tweak this, and maybe we can get somewhere. But, and they would probably listen as younger players, somebody that's actually been successful as a hitter.
Yeah, like, I think it's as far as the young players, I always look at it, like, not so much on the hitting coach, but also just more about the minor league system and how they taught these players and their approach. Like, I think that is something you can go attack more than it is necessarily the hitting coach, who's there more to just do maintenance, I think. And then obviously with the vets, like, they're going to do their thing, like, in terms of Stanton, right, and Judge, right, and Bellinger. But I hear what you're saying from a credential standpoint. Like, if it's somebody that doesn't have a great track record of success as a big leaguer, you know, it's hard to say, well, what are you going to teach me as far as a hitter, because you yourself weren't a good one.
Exactly. Well, Luke, I appreciate the time again. You have a great night, and you're a rock star, man. Have a good one.
Appreciate you, Hector. It is amazing, the when I think about doing really the after, because this is the after hour show, the overnight, the one overnight I do a week. And I think about me sitting here and doing a radio show, right? And there are so many of you out there like Hector who are either driving a truck, cross country. I marvel. I know you're just you're driving, but like, it, to me, that is just to, like, Hector, who also works with his wife, by the way. They both drive the truck, which I don't know about you, but I can't. My wife, basically a half hour into a drive with me, she can't stand not only the drive itself, but me. And we find it very difficult to go anywhere that requires a car being taken. But to do that across country with your wife, and I know you sleep, I drive, as far as truck drivers, but I think about all the truck drivers out there, because when I leave at 5 a.m., that's basically all it is. You know, you're getting some of the early morning commuters. I should say more of the 2 a.m. There are truck drivers at 5 a.m., but when I get off at 2 a.m. for an after hours, it's literally me and trucks on the road. That's it. That's all it is. So I appreciate everybody out there that is driving the truck. Number one, just the hard work you're doing, and also keeping it locked here. And like I said, I'm sitting here talking about the Yankees, I'm talking about the Mets, I'm talking about sports, and you're driving a very large vehicle from, you know, sometimes New York to, it sounded like Hector had been to Kansas City and Vegas and everywhere. Now, I don't know where Paul and Yonkers, if he considers the South Atlantic City, I don't know what the heck he would consider Kansas City, Mars at that point. I don't know geographically where Paul and Yonkers would land as far as a place like Kansas City, which, by the way, is where my cat is from. If you guys are paying attention to the long form show here on After Hours, that is where my cat was born, in Missouri, or Mizzou, or Missouri, or Kansas City, to be more specific. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night. We got a big menu coming up in the final 2.5 hours here on the show. We are going to talk about Jackson Dart and his new favorite target at training camp. We're talking about Cade Klubnik and the hype train that is surrounding the rookie quarterback of the Jets. We're going to talk about Odell Beckham Jr. and his performance so far in training camp, and why I'm talking myself into OBJ having an impact on the Giants this year. Plenty more on football as well, including Abdul Carter and how important this second year is for him. And then obviously throughout the show, sticking to the baseball, Yankees, Mets, as the Mets are red hot, winners of 5 out of the last 6, 42 runs scored in that 6-game span. The Yankees off of, I would argue, the best win of the year on Friday, a disappointing bitter pill to swallow on Sunday as they once again fall in extra innings and they did not complete the sweep against the Braves. So a lot of baseball to do as well, and your phone calls. So if you're on hold, we'll get to you. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can by picking up a phone and dialing 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
2:37 here in the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lou Gower, Noogie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is sort of a two-part take here. I want Bo Bichette to opt in, and I think Bo Bichette will opt in. Let's start with why I want him to opt in. Bo Bichette fell under the same umbrella that a lot of guys that come to the Mets, position players, that have had really good to great track records, they often get off to a slow start with the Mets. Piazza, Beltran, Lindor, Soto. Now, those are all examples of guys that made it out of it and went on to have great careers. You know, Soto and Lindor still going. Beltran just got in the Hall of Fame, and Mike as well, obviously a Hall of Famer. So those are your success stories. I know about, of course, the Jason Bays. We all do. The Alomars, even Mo Vaughn. When it comes to Bo Bichette, I believe he will be more like the Piazzas and the Lindors and the Sotos, meaning he will be the player that he was with the Blue Jays, not only here in the second half or the post-trade deadline, but also next year. And all the things that I really liked about Bo Bichette as a hitter, and look, his defense has been better than advertised this year, but everything I liked about him as a hitter, being a machine, doubles, just a guy that hits in the clutch, a guy that hustles, a player that was beloved with the Blue Jays, a player that I think will be beloved with the Mets, I think that guy is going to be here for the next couple months and next year. So because of that, I want to see him in a Mets uniform next year. And as far as why I think he's going to opt in, you're talking about getting $42 million. Where are you getting that on the open market? And the idea that they didn't trade him tells me, in all likelihood, they know it, he knows it, that Bo Bichette will be around, he will opt in, and I'm here for it. And I've been here for it. I've been a big Bichette supporter. I think it just maybe it was the new league contract or just one of those things. But for whatever reason, the Bo Bichette that we saw all those years in Toronto was not the guy that we saw in the first couple months with the Mets. But he had the five-hit game on Sunday, and I think he's just going to be a big-time producer over the next couple of months. And then, like I said, my hope is that he opts in, and my feeling is he will opt in because the money just will talk. And plus, you know, he could be a guy who says, hey, I got some unfinished business. I didn't have the type of year, really, from pillar to post that I know I'm capable of. And I would like to show all the Met fans out there just, in fact, who I am. And I want to have a big-time year like I've had with Toronto all those years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Aiden. He joins us from Point Pleasant. What's up, Aiden?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tommy. Love your show, as always.
Thank you.
A couple quick things on the Yankees. One is that I'm every day feels like a different day, and I'm facing a lot of like uncertainty when it comes to October and how they're going to play, especially over the next few months, because it doesn't seem like, I mean, any team in the East is really that much better than each other. Like, I know the Red Sox are hot, but it still feels pretty wide open. And my thing is that if you're going to have...
Well, I mean, let me say this to you, Aiden. I think that when it's all said and done, and we're sitting here in the final week or so in the season, I think it's going to be really tight and really close between Tampa, the Yankees, and Boston. Because to your point,
yeah,
I do think there is very little separating all three teams.
And, yeah, I agree. And the other thing is, well, if you're going to, you know, if the bats aren't going to heat up, which I believe they will, and they're obviously getting guys back, but the supporting cast still has to be able to hit. And if you're
Bingo.
Going to have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, and you're going to hold teams to one or two runs, there's going to be extra inning games, and the Yankees really can't afford to lose these super close games. And I understand it's home run or bust, but if you're going to have the, you know, if you're going to hold teams to one or two runs, then you got to be able to score three or four. And it feels like even when the Yankees have home team advantage or, like when they're playing at home and they go into extra innings, it really feels like they have like a 35% chance of winning the game, and that's just not sustainable.
Yeah,
going into
it's been remarkable this year how bad they've been in extras, especially like the road. Really, for a while now, the road and extra innings record has been not good. And like you saw it on full display on Sunday in that 10th inning, you know, bad at bat from Jones, bad at bat from McMahon, and when you give up one run in the top of the inning in extras, you sign for that. Look, obviously, if zero, you basically guaranteed the win. Yeah. But one run, considering that there's a guy on second and no out, you came out of that top of the inning, I would think, almost totally unscathed. You have to, at the very least, score a run and push it to the next inning. And the Yankees have been really inept when it comes to, you know, really outside of Friday night, which is, I thought was one of the best wins of the year, if not the best win of the year. They followed it up with a Saturday with the win, but then on Sunday, the same type of things that aggravate you. And I thought you made a brilliant point. And yeah, if you get, you know, if when you get Judge, Stanton, Bellinger, all these guys back, you still need the role players, and that's how you win within the margins. You still need the others, the role players, the guys like Jazz Chisholm and McMahon, Wells, Grisham, etc. They still have to produce in October because you need a full lineup, certainly to win the whole thing. But even, I think, to get through a Tampa or Boston.
And one more thing. When you go to, you know, the extra innings in October and there's no man on second,
right,
there's no ghost runners, you have to be able to, you know, produce runs. And it's something that the Yankees have really struggled with this year and over any tenure that Judge has been hurt. I appreciate you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks. You got it. And as great as the pitching is this year, and it's the best of Aaron Boone's tenure, it's still, as great as it is, and the bullpen's great, it still boils down to the offense, just like it has for all these years in the Aaron's era, Boone and Judge. It boils down to the offense and the struggles they have had are well documented. Not just Aaron Judge, but many of these guys go very quietly into the night in the postseason. Stanton, we know how awesome he's been, but he's one guy, and the fact that he was just getting introduced to bases over the weekend, and I suppose that's, you know, a positive step in the direction, but, you know, he's been out since April. Think about all the things that have gone down since Giancarlo Stanton last played a game for the Yankees. Eddie Scazzeri retired. The Knicks won a title. Those are really the only two things I can think of. It's rained a lot. Big one. The summer. Football getting started back up. Round one of the NBA playoffs. Knicks Hawks. That's the last time we've seen Stanton. The NFL draft. That's the last time we've seen Stanton. And yet here we are in early to mid-August now, and Aaron Boone, when asked if Stanton is closer to returning in a week or in a month, Aaron Boone said, I don't know. He has no idea. And they have no idea. And that's why it's impossible to, you have no choice, but I mean, it's impossible to have a strong faith in, I think, both Judge and Stanton coming back. And then also, where are they going to be at as far as their abilities? Are they going to be peak form? If they're missing all this time, both guys in their 30s, it's a lot to ask for. Which is why, no matter what, it's going to boil down to Bellinger and Wells and Jazz and Garcia and Lombard. And those are the guys, Grisham. They almost have to operate like, all right, if we get those guys back, especially Stanton and Judge, they're probably not going to be at 100%. So we are going to be at, have to be at our best when October rolls around. Otherwise, even with this dominant starting pitching, we could be in serious trouble. Stuart in Brooklyn joins us next here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lou Gower, Lugie in the Late Night on the Fan. What's up, Stuart?
Good morning, Tommy. What are the chances of them coming back, say, 80 to 85%? Not really that much.
So you're asking me what the percentage is of those players coming back 80%. So the percentage of them, so I would say 80%, I'd put that at about 80%.
Okay.
So there's an 80% chance they come back 80% of the way, and 80% of the time it works every time.
Yeah, definitely. Right. But the thing is, the way Boston's been playing, it's like, they have like how many? About 9.5 game lead on them? And they've made up all that ground in a matter of 37, 38 games.
Well, but with an all-time heater. I mean, the Red Sox went on an all-time just insane. And look, they lost 2 out of 3 to the A's, but you know what? Mm-hmm. They were they were due to cool off a little bit. We'll see if it's a sustained cool down. But yeah, the Red Sox.
Nice.
It was, yeah. Look, and but the Yankees, they, at this point though, Stewie, they gotta farm their own land. Can't worry about Tampa. They gotta find it now. Could you help them? You know, because it's missing. So you have detective skills. Can you go out there and try to find it for them, or do you feel like you're just gonna sit back and kind of, you know, look at your spaceship and not really help them?
I want them. I just don't understand the way they manage games, late in games with the bullpen. They overextended Bednar and Heydrich over the weekend, and they weren't available yesterday. And I'm saying they played a no offense game.
No offense.
They had one run. That was it.
Yeah, and it's happened too often, Stewart. It's something that is a major concern that should have been addressed, in my opinion, more at the deadline. You should have got a professional catcher and another bat. Besides that,
as usual, the man going out there and executing those deals is not the right man for the job anymore. I'm not saying at one time he wasn't the right man. But right now, he has failed on how many occasions in the last 10 years has he failed to provide a team that is capable of winning a World Series? How many times?
Well, I mean, listen, since they haven't won the World Series, I mean, you could argue every single time.
Yeah, definitely. And in 24, they were overmatched.
Well, yeah, but that was where, I will say this, that to me, losing that World Series had a lot to do also with Aaron Boone. I mean, that decision, that fateful decision he had in Game 1, look, it could have changed the entire tide of the series. You steal Game 1 in L.A., and maybe, just maybe, the Yankees would have won that year. But that's where Aaron Boone showed you some of the, you know, kind of deficiencies he has as a manager.
Inefficiencies as manager.
Yeah, inefficiencies, deficiencies, a lot of issues.
Yes. And I've been screaming about Boone for years.
Stu, you don't strike me as a screamer, though. So do you? Is that more of a figure of speech? Because you don't strike me as a screamer.
Oh, I can get up there.
Let me hear a Stewart in Brooklyn scream.
I can't wake up my neighbors.
What do you mean you wake up? What do you mean wake up your neighbors? You're not outside. What are you talking about, your neighbors? You live in an apartment building?
I'm in my apartment.
Okay.
I'm in my house.
Got
it. I go there.
How thin are the walls?
I'll wake them up.
What do you mean you'll wake them up?
I will wake them up. Well, that's how loud I get.
Okay, so can
I
you
can get
all right,
up to 80?
Don't go up to 80. Give me 60.
I can't.
Give me 30.
Because I don't want to. I have enough trouble here as it is. I don't need more problems.
Okay,
but I can get up to 80 decibels.
Okay, so at one point, Stewie, call me during an hour where you can scream till 80. You'll do me that favor?
How about this?
What do you mean, how about this? I dictate the terms. What do you mean, how about this? Why is it always a negotiating table? You can't just call me at 8 o'clock at night.
No, that's when I'm sleeping.
You can't call me at 10 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock at night. I get at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I understand that, but for one night only, you can't do that for me.
I'll try.
Thank you,
Tommy. The point is, it's been an ongoing issue with Boone, with the way he manages games late in games.
Yeah, especially the bullpen. I think the bullpen, as far as being taxed, Stewart, is a concern and a valid concern that this bullpen could be out of gas at the end of the year. Now you look at a Clark Schmidt and a Warren and Weathers, and some of these starters could shift and in all likelihood will shift their way to the bullpen. That'll certainly help in terms of the...
Yeah, but they have already pitched how many innings?
That's fair.
Weathers have pitched innings.
Yeah.
Will Warren's pitched a lot of innings. Clark Schmidt, no, he hasn't even been out there yet. And
availability is always a question with Clark Schmidt because he's had a ton of injuries.
Right. And so what they say about Carlos Rodon, soon, one more rehab start, and then we're going to see him again?
Yeah, I would say so. And that'll be, I mean, that's more to your rotation, but then obviously when he goes to the rotation, now you move somebody over to the bullpen. I would think in all likelihood. Yeah, Weathers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is,
what?
Why wasn't Derek Thielen, sadly?
That we talked about that, geez, that was something that we addressed. I forgot now, but that was something that we addressed and talked about, like, I think when I was still with Evan and Tiki. Look, I will say this about Old Timers Day. Number one, Stewie, and I appreciate the call. I'm surprised they still call it, and I'm happy that they do. But in the world of PC, everything, you can't. The fact that they still call it Old Timers Day, I can appreciate. Because it is. It's a bunch of old timers playing baseball. Not everything has to be old. Call them old timers. Like, we don't still call it the old folks' home. And, you know, everything has got to be so PC and so buttoned up and we're afraid to insult anybody. I appreciate the fact that the Yankees still call it Old Timers Day because that's what it is. And some things can, you know, some things obviously need name changes. But I think in this instance, it doesn't. You don't have to come up with a fancy title. Once young, former greats get together for a exhibition of baseball. It doesn't really roll off the tongue like Old Timers Day does. But I know that for me, at least, not a Yankee fan, but as a baseball fan, as a somebody who's watched the Yankees all his life and grew up on Old Timers Day, yes, Derek there, and we know the living legend greats of the Yankees, but not having the, you know, growing up and it was DiMaggio and Mantle, there was just as much as those 90 guys have an aura about them, at least for me, I don't think they had the aura of Mickey and Joe and all that. So that it has changed to me dramatically, the Old Timers Day. I'm still happy they do it, but the aura and cachet around it is not what it was as it was in years past. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours here on The Fan. Coming up, your calls, of course, but also we're going to mix in some more football, including Jackson Dart and his new favorite target that has emerged at camp, the hype train that is surround Cade Klubnik. Are there any parallels we can draw from what Jackson Dart received last year in terms of the hype last summer? As well as, I want to get into Odell Beckham Jr. and how I'm kind of talking myself into him being an impact player for the Giants this year. That's all coming up in the 3 a.m. hour. Plus, of course, the baseball, Yankees, Mets, whatever's really on your mind. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's acidity refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.